AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Russian President Vladimir Putin expressed solidarity with the Venezuelan people. Putin's call to Venezuela's leader Nicolas Maduro yesterday comes a day after American forces seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. Maduro has insisted the real purpose of the U.S. military operations is to force him out of office. His government said the tanker seizure constitutes a blatant theft and an act of international piracy. But Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem told a House panel that the purpose was
to ensure that we're pushing back on a regime that is systematically covering and flooding our country with deadly drugs and killing our next generation of Americans.
A federal appeals court blocked the immediate release of hundreds of immigrants detained during a Chicago area immigration crackdown. Plaintiffs' attorneys said they were disappointed by the ruling, but glad the court upheld the extension of a consent decree, which, among other things, requires ICE to show documentation for each arrest it makes. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the latest in Charlie Kirk's assassination case.
The 22-year-old Utah man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk made his first in-person court appearance.
Court is now in session.
Tyler Robinson arrived with restraints on his wrists and ankles. His legal team and the county sheriff's office asked Judge Tony Graff to ban cameras in the courtroom. The judge said no to the ban.
The sanction for today is that this camera will be relocated away from defense table to where the bailiff is.
In September, Charlie Kirk was shot and killed on the Utah Valley University campus in Orem. Prosecutors plan to seek the death penalty. Graff has already made allowances to protect Robinson's presumption of innocence before trial. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on historic flooding in Washington state.
Days of torrential rains have left families stranded on rooftops, homes ripped from their foundations, and entire neighborhoods flooded in parts of Washington state under a state of emergency, and residents have been told to evacuate in Sumas near the U.S.-Canadian border.
Let me know what you want me to hold.
The U.S. Coast Guard video shows flood victims lifted up into a rescue helicopter nearly 73 miles south in Concrete, Washington.
Looks like we now have a houseboat.
Mariah Brosa assesses the damage to her home.
Got about 6 feet of water underneath my house, maybe seven.
Floods are impacting a large part of the state, and Governor Bob Ferguson is calling it a historic situation. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.